Good evening, Master. I'm so happy to see you. And I hope you're just as happy to see me. Now, are you all comfortable? You sure do look comfortable. Would you mind if I fluffed your pillow for you? It might help with your relaxation a bit more. Just sit up a little for me. Thank you, Master. Good, good. Go ahead and sit back. Nice and comfortable. And of course, I brought you a treat. Homemade just by me. You'd only like a little bit, wouldn't you? I'll pour and you tell me when to stop. There you go, Master. That should be enough, shouldn't it? Here, I'll go ahead and stir it for you. There you go. Here. I'll help you drink it. Just hold it up to your mouth. Oh, I'm terribly sorry for my negligence, Master. I didn't realize how hot it was. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'll call it off immediately. Please, please forgive me. Of course you forgive me. Master, you've always been nothing but kind. Thank you. I truly don't deserve to serve you. Thank you. Now, let me call off the tea for you. Again, I'm so sorry, Master. There you go. Should be a little bit cooler now. Okay. Here you go. I'm gonna gently press it to your lips. And drink slowly. Careful now. How does it taste? I hope it tastes yummy. I used your favorite. I always want the best for you. You should know that, Master. I would never, ever want to disappoint you. Thank you for trusting me. Okay. Let me run you down. What has happened while you were away? Let's see. I went ahead and cleaned up the house. Your room, but I made sure not to clean anything you told me not to touch. I respect your boundaries, of course. And I always want to listen to you. So, I went ahead and made some food as well. But I know you weren't here, so I just left it in the fridge for you. You can eat it later, whenever you'd like. Okay. And what else? I did just about everything you asked me to. I always want to do my best for you. After all, no other maid can compare. That's what you told me, though. You said you wouldn't want anyone else but me. And I really appreciate that. What's that? What's wrong, Master? You're unable to lift your hand. Oh dear. Well, why don't you go ahead and try lifting your head? Can't lift that either. What about your feet? No use. Oh my, Master. This is quite a predicament we've ended up in. Unable to move your body whatsoever? Oh, dear my. I wonder what could have caused that. You're so gullible. But no need to worry, Master. This is all according to my plan. You trust me, don't you? I'm quick. I'm reliable, caring, and gentle. At least, that's what you always tell me. And now, it's no different. You had nowhere to be anyways. At least, you didn't tell me there's anything on your schedule. So, you shouldn't be too concerned right now. You won't be late for anything. Why am I talking as if you being unable to move isn't much of an issue? Master, you're a bit slow to catch on, but no need to worry. I'll tell you. Are you ready for the big reveal, Master? Need I remind you? It's your favorite. It tasted quite good, didn't it? But a little different today. Why do you suspect that is? Ding, ding, ding. You're right on the money, Master. The reason you can't move, it's all my fault. I know you may be feeling a little bit worried, but Master, I want you to recall a single time I have ever tried to harm you. Not once. No, I would never have any intention of hurting you. I wouldn't even dream of it. Well, unless I'm dreaming when I sleep at night, but I can't control my dreams. That's a little off topic, isn't it? I... Master, I just need you to know, I'm not doing this to scare you. I'm not doing this to hurt you. I'm doing this because I love you, Master. And I feel it's necessary. Everything I do is with your best intention in mind. And this is also done with your best intention in mind. You have to trust me, Master. Please trust me. Your mind is probably racing. So many possibilities. Dangerous possibilities. But I don't want to hurt you. Not unless I have to. What do I mean? Not unless I have to. Well, Master, let's hope you don't have to find out. You see, my love for you, my undying care, it isn't exclusive to my work life, no. Never. I don't simply leave and forget about you. How could I? You keep me up at night, you know? Remembering your smile, your laugh, the feeling of your hair. Everything about you. It stays in my mind, a constant loop on a repeat. I can't forget you. No matter what I do, you're always in my head, and I can't get you out. It's killing me, Master. And you know, at first it was fine. I could handle it. I'd sit here, I'd wait for you. Stand outside your bedroom door. But the urges, oh, the urges. They became too much. I started to go into your room when I wasn't supposed to. I started to take my work out of the house. I wanted to know where you went, who you hung out with. I needed to see it all. I needed to see what you were doing when I wasn't there. But I was there. I could see you, but you could never see me. But now, I don't think I'll ever have to worry about you being gone again. I don't have to worry about you never seeing me. I don't have to worry about you never thinking about me. We're going to fix this, Master. You and I, together. How wonderful does that sound? How beautiful. How romantic. You're excited. I'm excited. I don't want you to go anywhere, Master. I want you to be with me. Why? Why can't you look at me? Why do you have to look at anyone else? I'm all you need. I've been taking care of you for so long. I give you... I can provide. Am I not good enough? Why do you feel like you need anyone else? You need me, Master. Just stay here with me. And I know you might be thinking, won't my friends get worried? Won't they want to check up on me? But it's okay. I have a plan. You see, I've written letters before, I've used your phone. It wouldn't be too hard to tell everyone that you're just going away for a while, right? A little vacation. Gone for a bit. Maybe even a few months. I need to train you, Master. You're almost perfect. Almost. The only flaw you have is your need for anyone else. But I promise you, Master, you don't need them. And I'm going to fix this. I'm going to make sure you don't need them. We're going to cure you. Aren't you excited? Now. I'm sure if you could move your hands and arms, you wouldn't be trying to get away right now. Or would you not? You see, Master, I can go through your stuff all I want, but I can never go through your head. I'll never truly know what you're thinking. What if? Hear me out, Master. What if, instead of wanting to leave, you wanted to stay with me? What if something in your head was saying, it would be wonderful if we could be together forever, hmm? What if you were thinking that? A little thought in the back of your mind, tugging at you, urging you to be with me. It's a wonderful thought, isn't it? Quite the pleasant one. Well, I suggest you give in. It'll make this a lot easier for both of us, Master. No need to worry. I'm going to take care of you. I want you to understand why I would ever do something like this. Why we would end up in this position. How we would end up here. What is it? What happened to you? Did you get brainwashed? I don't know. What reason would someone have for doing something like this? I have a reason. You were kind to me, and no one else would be. You've always been so sweet, caring, considerate. That's not something you can come by easily these days. I couldn't find anyone. I tried. All I found was neglect, rejection. No one has wanted me. My relationship with my mother was never good. She didn't seem to want me. I had to be pretty for her. I had to be perfect. But I was never pretty enough. Always second place, third place. What a joke, right? Working so hard for so long. Never first. I've never... Not once in my life have I ever been anyone's favorite. And right now, even as the person who provides most for you, even as me, I have never been your favorite. Why? Why is there always someone you find better than me? Why am I never enough for you? Why is someone always worth more than I am? Don't you understand? I want to be it. I want to be the one. I want to be yours. I want you to see me in a crowd of people. I want you to see me when everyone shines brighter than I do. I want to be a favorite. I've never been anyone's favorite. You must understand how that feels, don't you? Have you ever been anyone's favorite? Has anyone picked you over everyone else? If you were lined up next to a bunch of people, would you be the choice? Would it be you? You're my favorite. You're mine. Listen, Master. If you and I only have one another, we will be each other's first choice. No one else will matter. Everyone always lies. They say I need you. They say you're all I need. They're lying. Because once they say you're all I need, they go off to other people. And they abandon you. Because the thing is, even if they need you, you're not the only thing they want. They want other people. They want to be seen by others. They don't only want you. You can need something. You need air. You need water. But you want other things. It's not the same. Needing and wanting just simply aren't the same. But I want you. And I need you. And all I want is for you to want me. Want me, Master, please. I promise you I'm not crazy. I'm truly not. I love you. I do. I promise. Every single night, every day, my life is dedicated to you. I have nothing else. I have nothing but you. I need you, Master. When I first started working for you, I would go home alone, and there would be nothing. There would be no one. Do you know what it's like to feel that lonely? To feel like you have nothing? Like when I die tomorrow, no one will remember me. No one will care. But I knew that if I could spend my future with you, I would have someone to care. I would have someone to hold my hand as I pass away. And I could do the same for you. But I'm not quite ready for that yet. Because I want to finally have a happy life. I've never gotten to have that, you know? It's always been painful working so hard to try and be perfect. To try and stand out to somebody. I just need to take it for myself. And maybe I can finally relax. Maybe I can just finally be in love. I can look forward to waking up in the morning. I can look forward to our future. That's all I want. Is that too much to ask? How could anyone call that selfish? Simply wanting to live a happy life. Now, I don't think there's anything quite selfish about that, now is there? But I want that life with you. Master, I am only requesting. You say you want it too. So tell me, would you like that happy future with me? Can't talk, but the look on your face says it all. No. Yeah. You don't want the future with me, do you? Person will ever love you like I do. So why? Why would you say no to me? I can tell. I can see the look on your face. You don't want me. You look at me with disgust, with fear. Why aren't you happy? Why am I not what you want? It's okay. It's okay, Master. We're gonna fix this. I'll be right back, Master. Recognize what this tool is? It's a saw. But not just a normal saw. Now is it? It has this pinhole in the center. It's a B O N E, a bone saw. Do you know what a bone saw is used for? Through bone. Now. I don't intend on using this on myself. Why would I do such a thing? I don't want to leave you. But someone else wants to leave me. Who is it? Wants to leave me. I'll give you a few seconds to think. Ding, ding, ding. Right again, Master. You want to leave me. Master, I will never, never let you leave me. You look even more scared than you had before. Now, I did tell you I would never want to hurt you. And that is still true. Why would I ever want to do such a thing? Master, that would just be terrible, wouldn't it? Now, unfortunately, being a doctor isn't really within my expertise. I am not all that great medically. A shame, huh? But no need to worry, Master. I watched a lot of tutorials. And I read a few books. I think we should be okay. Do you trust me, Master? No. Well, what a shame that is. You don't really seem to have a choice, do you? No need to worry. I haven't completely decided I wanted to use this yet. I mainly brought it here as a reminder that you don't have a choice, that you're mine. So we'll just set it right down on the table. And I want you to remember it's there. Because if you forget, if you keep spitting nonsense and looking at me with such disgust, well, Master, the number of appendages on your body is going to become a lower number. So behave yourself, pretty please. I'm sure you're saying yes in your head this time. I sure hope you are. And will you do me a favor, Master? I know I'm not supposed to be asking you for favors, but I would really appreciate it if you stopped looking at me with so much fear. I do truly want the best for you. I promise. And it breaks my heart when you're scared of me. So please, Master, refrain from such looks. Good, good. Now, I'd like to sit down on the bed next to you. I will make sure to move nice and slow, Master. I don't want to startle you. There we go. I do quite enjoy being closer to you. I always made sure to keep my distance when serving you, just in case I would make you uncomfortable. But now that we're gonna be together forever, that doesn't really matter, does it? You know, Master, I've always thought you were much cuter up close. I love seeing you like this, close and personal. You're quite adorable. You know that? Well, I would hate to lose this. I do quite love your hands. Look at this. When you can't move, I can pick up and move your hand as I please. How nice is that? Even though you can't move, can you feel my warmth? Can you feel me? It's making me blush, Master. Oh, I don't deserve you. I don't. But I can't help myself. Master, I love you. I really do. And I want you to love me too. I may have already been an almost perfect maid, but I promise you that I can be a perfect lover. Please, Master, will you be mine? Pretty, please. I know you can't talk right now, but I know you're saying yes. You are, aren't you? You want to be with me? Oh, Master, I'm so happy. But I hope I'm correct, because when you talk again, I would rather you didn't decide you don't want to be with me. You don't want to ruin my future, do you? Oh, it's my dream to finally have someone want me, to finally be a favorite. You can give that to me, and after all I've done for you, are you really willing to take that away from me? I hope not, because then, maybe, Master, you aren't as perfect as I'd expected you to be. Oh, Master. You're adorable. However, I'm a little worried the stuff I put in your drink might be wearing off soon. Here. I would like for you to take another drink. Well, I say like for you, because I'd like your permission. But whether or not you give your permission to be my master, you are going to drink it anyways. I'm not giving you much of a choice. So, tilt your head up and say, oh, you can't say oh, can you? Well, that's all right. Just let me pour this in your mouth. Very, very slowly. Good. Drink it all, Master. Good. There you go. I don't want you getting away. I never want you to leave. Oh my. You know, Master, now that I think about it, oh, me and my scatterbrain. I just remembered I put too much in the tea, but I didn't have enough to remake the batch. That's why I only poured you a little bit at first. But now that I've given you more, I'm afraid you might fall asleep. Well, that's all right. You were getting ready to sleep anyways, weren't you? Good. Would you like me to do what I usually do to help you sleep? For you. Stay here with you. What would you like? You can't answer. Maybe I can do something that I like. like lay down with you. That sounds quite nice, doesn't it? Let me lay down. There you go, Master. Now I can stare at you for hours and hours. You're so cute. It's interesting when you can't move your head, watching your eyes start around wildly, looking for me. It's harder to see me when you can't move. Isn't it? It's okay. I'm not gonna hurt you. I just wanna watch you.